From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is gathering public input on how it should operate Lake Okeechobee. Lake levels will change once the Corps finishes nearly $2 billion in repairs to the lake's 1930s-era dike. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us there's now a new twist, a push to keep water levels higher.
A fight is again brewing over whether to manage Lake Okeechobee as a reservoir for water supply or closer to its natural shallow levels.
We've really kind of re-engineered and reconfigured our entire water system here in South Florida to the detriment of the natural environment.
Doug Gaston is an Everglades policy analyst for Audubon Florida. He says environmentalists want the lake kept lower. That reduces the need to flush its polluted water to estuaries and helps habitat along its western shore. But Representative Alcee Hastings wants to protect water use for farmers and utilities. In an email, Hastings' staff asked Florida's congressional delegation to back an old requirement to keep the lake higher. His office did not respond to requests for comment. Gaston says the Corps is trying to balance water supply based on environmental hazards and science, and Congress should not interfere.
The natural environment and other users and stakeholders should be on an equal footing with, you know, all the stakeholders should be on an equal footing. So this is politics. It's not science.
The Corps also says the old requirement should not apply. However, spokesman John Campbell says the agency will follow Congress's orders. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
A federal judge must still officially make a ruling in the legal fight over voting rights in Florida. A trial lasting several days ended yesterday. At issue is a state law that requires that people with past felony convictions in Florida who want to vote pay outstanding fines and fees first. Yesterday, the judge said he's likely to rule against the state in this matter. WLRN's Danny Rivero has been covering this trial. Please listen for his in-depth report on yesterday's turn of events this morning at 7:45. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.